Everyone communicates, few connect. What the most effective people do differently. By John C. Maxwell. Introduction. Last month, I received an overseas phone call from Sangeeth Varghese, author, columnist, and founder of LeadCap, an organization developing leaders in India. He was interviewing me for Forbes. I enjoyed talking with Sangeeth, but we had a problem. Our phone connection was bad. I bet we got disconnected nearly a dozen times. One minute we'd be enjoying our conversation on leadership, and the next minute the line would go dead. Everybody's had that happen during a phone call. It's the reason Verizon did their Can You Hear Me Now campaign. When your phone drops a call, you know it, don't you? And what is your reaction? How does it make you feel? Annoyed? Frustrated? Angry? Have you ever thought about why you react the way you do when you get disconnected? Being disconnected wastes your time. It interrupts the flow of what you're trying to accomplish, and it undermines your productivity. The bottom line is that connecting is everything when it comes to communication. You know when you don't have a good connection on the phone, but how about when you're communicating with people in person? Do you know when a connection has been made? Can you tell when the connection is starting to go bad? Can you identify when the call has been dropped? Most people have an easy time knowing when the connection is good on the phone, but they have no idea if they're connecting with others in everyday situations. Everyone talks.